Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. Oh, my God.
You going to make a wish again?
No. You don't make a wish. You wish Jason ain't in the room.
Again?
Happy,
that's
happy.
Right.
Cha.
You bastard. Hang on.
Man, oh, man. I want to say, like, a month, 2 months ago, I was actually looking at the calendar on the air to see when the... Oh, there it is. Ain't ya? If you listen to the podcast later, we're playing audio of the movie. You're not allowed to listen.
Nope.
Although, man, like, I love this. You know, I'm going to quit explaining to people on the podcast. These people like us that are up live... live. What does that mean? I mean, we're here live.
Yeah, we are.
We live, really live, too. Now, hold on. Let me check. Yeah.
I feel it.
Going to Camp Blood, ain't you?
You going there, ain't you? You going to go up there and get porked with a sword.
Oh, I
know. Not the kind you want.
Really?
Actually, it was a pitchfork.
Right. That would have been the name of the movie, Pork Sworded.
Pork Sword.
Oh, my God.
Camp Pork. You're going to Camp Pork Sword, ain't you?
Ain't you?
Oh, Lord.
Hang on. I didn't send my son there.
You could tell that was like, that guy was like from up north, because if it was down here, say, you going to Camp Blood, ain't you? We go, ain't you?
Ain't you?
Like Appalachia. Ain't you?
That's pretty
ain't ya? Yeah, that's a big, big difference between the you know, you other cunning linguists out there know what I'm talking about.
Ain't ye?
Ain't ye? Ain't ya? Ain't ya? Yeah, that dude's from like Maryland or like Massachusetts.
He does have the Baltimore accent. You going to Camp Blood? Ain't ya?
That's what they've got on me. Certain words I can't say like that. I'm like, you know, Germans with the word aluminum. It's, which is fun to.
Here's one.
Aluminum.
If you think of something, what is that? Starts with an I.
Idea.
There you go.
Or an idea.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Or my grandma, God bless you, miss you, Nanny. She's having a time right now. She's like, Lord, it's getting full up here. It was nice here for years when it was just just my fellow comrades, and now I'm going to deal with the kids again. No, I'm kidding. She would say, idea. She would say, idea. I got an idea.
I feel like they would say that now, like an Ebonics shorthand.
Like we say, like I said earlier.
You get that, Eddie?
Like I said, what's wrong? Do I look sus? Because you said something.
Oh, yeah, I'm used to that one.
Sus. I say it because I think it's stupid.
Well, if I say Addy, what do you think that is?
Addy?
Adderall.
Address.
See?
Oh.
That's why I'm like, oh, wow. There's only two.
Oh, wow. You know what? Good point. I don't.
Let me get that, Addy.
See, my drug... linguistics are not quite so good. My linguistics with clam sauce is amazing, though. Have you had it?
No.
Oh, my linguistics. Mamma mia. That's the spicy meat of all.
I love that damn commercial. I swear to God, I love it.
Which one?
Mamma mia.
That's the spicy meat of all. I think I'm combining a commercial and a movie when I add that last part, though. That's the spicy meat of all.
You're talking about camp.
Yeah,
kind of brought back some camp.
Drinking the water at Lejeune.
Did you ever go to summer camp?
One time.
You did.
I can't believe
Boy
I
Scout?
Forgot about it. It was.
Yeah, that's right.
Camp Old Indian. That's what it was called.
I think it still is, actually.
I would like.
Maybe it's called Camp Old Guardian now.
How long did you stay at this camp?
This was a week.
I think it's Camp Old Guardian now. They should change the name.
I would love to go up there and just to see, you know, just kind of reminisce a little bit. We swam in the pond, you know, water moccasins out there, the lake or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah.
Everybody,
any lake, though.
Yeah. Everybody showered together.
Not in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Bull do.
Water moccasins?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Indians put them here.
Yeah, they were like water shoes for them.
Everybody showered together, even the Scoutmasters. That was kind of odd, but... And then we ran around with knives. I'm like, man, this was... Oh, I felt like all that wouldn't happen today at a camp.
So, interesting, because...
And we shot bow and arrows, too.
Is bowing?
Yeah.
Bow and arrow.
Did you do it at Lake Bowen?
No, no.
Okay. Have you been to Lake Arrows? Because this time of year, it's just lovely.
So you didn't go to Camp Greenville or anything like that?
Oh, nah, why do you want to go to camp in the city you live in? Sorry. I said that was such... I just remember that offer to me as a child, and I'm like, Camp Greenville?
It was nice.
Let's go maybe Camp Greenwood. Get a little further away from the house.
I went to the women's version of Camp Greenville. I went to Burgess Glen.
Oh.
Up in the mountains.
That sounds bougie as hell. Sounds like a neighborhood I couldn't afford.
Half the girls were from either New York or Florida.
How you doing?
It was interesting.
Oh, I get that nod. I know what you mean by that.
What'd you guys do? Like any wild stuff? Lesbianism?
No, we did.
Spin the bottle?
No.
Sit on the bottle?
We did some, you kind of did some survival stuff, some hiking.
Survival. We're going to hike for survival.
We had a swimming thing and, you know. It wasn't my favorite thing.
Topless poker or nothing.
I like camp, but I would rather be either in Greenville or Caesar's Head.
Like we could get badges. I feel like other camps are just not really a plan, right? You just went somewhere for a week and just kind of okay, run around. I guess.
Yeah, it was like Mother's Day out. What is it called? Mother's Morning Out. That stuff. Except it was like Mother's Week Off. That's like her vacation. Because it was not a paid position as a stay-at-home mom. That's her week off is when the kids go to camp. Because you have to pay for it, and that's her employer, the husband. Yeah. It's just the way it was. They say, hey, I'm going to send the kids to camp. You get a week off. Clean them closets out while you're here.
Well, that was that.
It was an awful time for ladies.
I'm just now remembering I did go to another camp. It was a church camp. And I couldn't tell you what it's called or where it is. I just remember like certain
parts of it. It wasn't Hookup Lodge, was it?
Man, I don't think so. I remember a big like lunch hall that we would play like
table tennis and ping pong.
We'll play
table tennis.
We play hockey.
I'm talking like a Yankee now.
Like tennis. Sock hockey or whatever in it.
Sock hockey.
They would move the tables and I'm seeing this in my head. You go up a hill and right here on the left is where the big mess hall is. And if you take a right and walk up, there's like some kind of Zen garden over here you could go into. And there was a big pool. We played like water games and stuff in.
Wow.
This was 94 and 95.
It sounded like you were on the set of Cocoon.
I remember it because my grandpa was working with Floor Daniel. He was in Thailand. He went there. They sent him there. I don't know.
Oh,
they sent him there to work.
That was his camp.
I'm like, that's when I remember. That's when it was. And I couldn't tell you what the camp is.
But it was local?
It was through a church, too, when I was going to church at the time.
Oh.
And they sent us all up there.
There used to be that one camp. It would be like, I don't remember the name. If anybody from the upstate, and it was a Baptist, remembers. It was for like, I don't remember the word. It wasn't Broken Home. It wasn't single parent this, whatever that, but it was basically like you knew, they ain't got no mama or ain't got no daddy.
Like a Boys and Girls Club type camp.
Yeah. And remember that, like Greenville had, and maybe they still do, I have no clue, a really good Boys and Girls Club.
Really? I thought that was like a big city club.
When I was a kid, yeah. Okay. It used to be right beside WYFF, right up there on Rutherford. Or not Rutherford, but
the old Point station set. Used to be.
Yeah. And
where various ghettos are now.
Because I get hey, baby, I get your point of view. I still do. But we lived at Poe Mill. Again, not Poe West, the art district-y area.
Poe West.
Like, come on,
that's
man.
That's the thing now.
Yeah. No, it was Mill Hill. I mean, it was what it was. I don't care. I don't sing it like some kind of mantra. Although I do like that I didn't like come from money. That's a badge of honor
now. You do now.
No, I mean like,
let's talk like this.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, how I hate on The Rock saying it's $7 going to California with a dream, which is horse crap. Like mine was real. We were poor.
Yeah. But $7, I really had $7 if I say I had it.
The Boys and Girls Club. And all my friends would go on Thursdays to the meeting. They would have crafts, and sometimes they'd have field trips to like Furman. It's like right at the other end of Poinsett. The
parents drop you off.
They would be. Them. They would have snacks. There would be intramural sports, and my mother wouldn't let me go because she said it was only for those less fortunate. And I'm like,
what are we?
Like, I ain't doing a bit, y'all. Like, I'm serious. I was like,
Furman kids.
They live across the street from us. And one time, like, she said it in. My mama always had good intentions, but sometimes, like, almost like me, where I will overspeak, overtalk.
Hey, baby.
Hey, say, hey, I've already, hey, you didn't say hey to me yet, Mama. I just said hey earlier. Sorry, I just woke up in heaven, Matthew. We don't have a snooze up here. Dang it. One of my friends was there. It was a chair. One of my friends was at the house, and I was like, you going to let me go with Eddie Joe? And
Wait, hang on.
That was his name. He listens too, so watch it. He's a truck driver,
that's
and
a song.
He's
cool. Got a cousin named Kyle. He used to coach football.
Yeah.
Last name starts with a W.
No, it's not him. Although I know him too.
Oh, dang it!
He was standing there, and he's like, "Come on, Miss Harris, let Matthew go." And she's like, "No, those things are for, you know." And she didn't say anything demeaning, but it was just like I was even then like. 7-8 years old saying, God, Mom.
We live across the street.
You're freaking me out. That's, you know.
He was on the less fortunate side of the street.
I guess so, yeah. But it was, but I couldn't get so much like during sex ed, I would just, that was the day when like all my friends were just like, they were there but not there. So I was probably at home breakdancing, practicing up.
Of course you were.
While they were over at the Boys and
Head
Girls
spinning.
Club. Yeah. No. I would have been a vegetable by 11 years old, Paige, if I had tried the head spin.
Let it put you in the crystal.
Looking back, the knee spin that I was excellent at, which I really was, like, I'd get going so fast, it'd scare my parents. Like, they were like, we're going to have to go to the hospital.
Oh, Lord.
I'd get going so fast on it, but yet I'd only used the right knee, and that was the hip that had to get replaced.
I like to think it was
a breakdancing incident. It's a cooler thing to say, too.
Yeah, it really is.
Grandpa, why'd you have to get your hip replaced? Well, I used to be a break dancer.
Oh, yeah, they believe that.
My mama didn't think I wish
she would have videotaped it and it's in the archives.
Now, back in the 40s, we broke dance.
I'm glad they're not. I was thinking about this also that, I was watching part. Listen to this. I watched the news last night. You know, something bad's going down if Matthew watches the news.
So he's preparing.
I was watching the news, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going, like, God, this is, like, crazy. Because, first off, if you go to something like it, it's just my own thoughts. If you go to something like that, like a rally or this, that, or the other, yeah. First off, with facial recognition right now, like.
It's a fecal recognition.
Either way, they going to, like, you. People are sitting there videoing everything going on around them, yet they are literally, essentially, geo-mapping where all the suspects are. Like, they're just, yeah. Like, maybe they're there with the camera, but so I'm watching all this, and I'm like, this is insane. But then I think about the still photos that I've seen from the Watts riots of the 60s and 70s,
yeah.
Likely 80s as well. It's like the wildfires. There's a riot or a wildfire in L.A. It's going to happen.
God.
They should start naming them like they do the hurricanes.
They always got something going on.
There's always something going on there of great distress. Why Gavin Newsom would have ever wanted to run for that job is insane. I don't know what they get paid, but.
He didn't have to do much now.
He must get a Hollywood house or something with the job. But I'm like, if social media and the availability of phones and literally a camcorder in your pocket.
Yeah.
What we would have seen of life then, I'm not saying any side was doctoring up anything. I'm just saying you only saw a point of view. The cops, they didn't have the body armor. Likely, I don't think press was there, but not like big news vans. Mm-mm. Like you were just getting still photography, and it was not of the point of view of the folks that were peacefully protesting.
Yeah.
You
know, I have multiple different views.
And also that, and then I was thinking back to the literal fear that was placed in me as a kid, and it came from church, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but I was in fear that the world was always about to end. Like, it kind of like soured aspirations and dreams, truly, because it's like every Sunday, he's coming back soon. I'm like, I'm a kid, man. They're telling me to do my homework, and y'all telling me the Lord's coming back soon. So I'm like, which is it?
Like, what's the point?
What am I doing his homework for? And after a while, you kind of realize, like, when did a lot of that start? The advancement of cable news.
So you think people just show up now just to be a part of the scene?
I think there's that. I think there are people out there that are content creators.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you imagine what on the boots on the ground video right in the middle of all that bull crap would... It's probably not a terrible amount of money, but a few hundred dollars maybe that you'd make.
Yeah.
Off of, if you're monetizing your YouTube or whatever. But
you got to question everybody.
I mean, I'm not, yeah, just because somebody's sitting there wearing the garb that makes you think they're aligning with you, like.
Like, even though Jack Dorsey went to Ferguson, Missouri when all that was going on.
Yes.
And he didn't talk to anybody.
Yes.
He knew just being there would be a story.
Well, also, like, I don't know, like, things going on tour and it just struck me as very, very strange that and I know many of you will laugh and roll your eyes at this right now, and one of them's to my left and she's going to tell us what's going on in news in a minute.
Better roll a blunt.
Hello. No. It's so odd to me that WWE was in Los Angeles this weekend doing the When Worlds Collide event, where they brought American or WWE wrestlers to take on the biggest wrestlers from Mexico.
Yep.
At two different buildings in the Bakersfield and Los Angeles. And I mean, it was like, and WWE was like spoon feeding this stuff. Like, and I get it, like luchador, that's an incredible way of wrestling. I mean, it truly, truly is. But it was almost like odd to me that all of a sudden you got all these people from around the world, all over the country, coming there to do this, and there's going to be that natural clash. Yeah. And then the day after they leave town, it's just odd to me. It's just very odd to me. I have my eyes in different places that most won't, like wrestling and combining that with like politics and things. And I'm like, well, man, this is just also kind of all weird. And then you got Linda, who's part of the government now.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, what is going on? Like, I'm watching, like...
It's hard to gauge how many people really care. Now, it may look like a lot of people on these videos, but...
And again, without the social media... And I'm not dogging on anybody's beliefs or cares or whatever cool little emoji you want to put on your Instagram this month to show which activist you are, which type, which in itself is just sitting there and just dividing even more. I mean, it's all it does. It's the same thing I've said before about when they separate businesses online, like Google's really bad at it. To me, why sit there and say, oh, this business is LGBTQ+ owned, or this one is black owned, and then that's where it stops. And what's that going to do? Is it going to elevate, or is it going to basically label those businesses who own them for those that are racist to not go there?
Yeah, they think they're helping, you know, identify and support certain ones, but it's doing the opposite.
It's for those that feel the opposite of that, it's the scarlet letter.
Yeah.
It's literally in the same way with like, oh, it's so-and-so month, so our platforms that we stream our videos and our movies and our TV shows on, they suddenly say, well, you know what? We care about gay people this month, and we're going to show you a bunch of movies that have to do with gay stuff.
Oh, we always hear about the companies who don't want to support the LGBTQ+.
Good morning, Chick-fil-A.
Why don't they have a company called Gakes? Gay Cakes. Everybody would go, Gakes.
Gakes.
Perfect.
Perfect thinking.
Because, you know, Indiana, whoever it was, they didn't want to
and
support.
And they won't serve straight people's wedding cake. They won't make straight people wedding cakes.
Perfect.
Only Gakes.
Gakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I bet you'd be decorated lovely.
Yeah.
Soft music in the background.
It's a better ring than Quirks. I don't think that works.
No, it's not. Ooh, I was going a totally different way, and I'm glad you went that way.
oh! I was thinking one with Twinkies.
Paige would open up triple D cups.
Twunks. Swimming twunks. It sounds like a lisp, but...
But remember you launched that idea years ago of swimming twinks.
Yeah.
And it was not what you're thinking. It wasn't sunbathing garb for twinks. It was...
twinks and Twinkies.
And you don't want to get a dozen dunks.
Swimming twunks.
You know, Twinkies... Perfect. Get pissed off when the young millennials are shorting theirs. Hey, do you guys have any twinks here? Yeah, you know what I'd love to have right now? I've been having a hankering for some twinks all day. Did you say Twix or did you say twinks?
Maybe a left twink. Yep.
All right. Went on a wild little road there. We're going to go on another one here in a minute. FOF line. This lady is... Tell me if you've heard a more angry lady in your life. Oof.
No one gets a shit. Get a f***ing real man and stop being such a slut. And you're about to lose your motherfucking job. F*** you.
I have to say, after hearing that now a third time, that might be a child. I don't know.
Oh, I kind of hope it is.
I don't know.
No, using the C word already.
She's mad.
Yeah.
Love it.
She is very angry. That'll be from the FOF line coming up here in about an hour and 40 minutes. 8 o'clock hour, you'll be able to hear that. In the meantime, feel free to holler at us, 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com text line. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, I hate to put a damper on this beautiful holiday,
you
Friday
love it.
The 13th, but we're going to talk about cheating and how celebrities found out that their significant other was cheating. You can only imagine what people do, but imagine how you heard about it. We'll talk about that next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Was that your chair?
What?
I tell you,
no.
What's worse, finding out before you break up or they, because I've had it happen both ways. Oh my God, I just saw what you were talking about earlier, fat boy. Finding out, like you finding out in the moment and then you break up, or they break up with you and then months later you found out they were cheating on you.
You look worse that way.
Ah.
You get it both ways. Look stupid.
Right, you do on the weekends. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, it is heartbreaking enough to find out the love of your life is cheating on you, let alone the way you're going to do it. It's just unbelievable, especially the way people are treated in Hollywood.
Imagine me. I'm sitting at home. I get a phone call. I look at the caller ID. It says Jay Greco. And I'm like, oh, God.
Uh-oh.
I gotta be ready. That's a reference to the show Cheaters. The host was Joey Greco.
Wow.
He had crazy gray hair.
We had him on a few times. Old Joey.
Yes. I think he passed away.
I remember.
Oh no, he didn't pass away. The replacement passed away.
He would.
Clark Gable III.
He would chase people down.
Well, he had a team. I mean, he was more or less just like the TV reporter that would follow the cameraman. But yeah, getting cheated on does suck. But I was saying off there, a lot of therapists think that's a repeated pattern that people will repeat to, like, subconsciously pay people back for what they had to go through. That's stupid.
That's maniacal.
That is dumb. You, as a person, learn right from wrong. Even if you were raised a certain way, you learn right from wrong. And then if you repeat the cycle, you're just stupid.
I understand. Yeah. It's the way I feel. Like I get, if I get close to somebody, I don't believe that they really do love me. So it takes a while for me to warm up to really realizing that you care about me. And
the more and more I hear from you, the more and more I think we should go out, because it's like, well,
you got to let him know if you do that.
I'm so cautious.
Yeah, you have to ask me out. I can't ask you out.
Yeah. Because
Mark's got to approve.
It's not, do it on TNC.
It's not that I've been hurt, but I didn't ever felt like my dad ever cared about me. You know, he wasn't loving to me in the end of my life. He wasn't loving to me.
She did a Saturday Night Live character.
She just did.
She just
did the example I was going to give. Now that's what you're going to look for in a man.
What? A guy that treats her poorly?
Yeah, no.
Same guy.
I've gone down that road going, hey, I want to see the worst of you. And that's kind of why I'm attracted to bad boys, because I see what you are, what you do. You know, I'm not going to. So I try to stop.
Here's what I think.
Look and listen before you jump into something, is what I'm saying.
My interpretation of you saying bad boys really means a-hole.
Like, pretty much.
I thought she meant a ball player from Detroit.
You're in a blank hole. I'm going to like you. You got swagger. I'm going to like you.
Glory hole.
You're going to, you know, guys, you're going to be a fire jumper. You're going to, you know, it's just like, I'm going to like you because there's something about you that's broken. And I'm not a fixer, but I'm broken too. You know, we'll get each other.
Oh, Lord,
this
God.
This is what dudes cannot piece together. Because, you know.
Because then you don't expect me to be perfect.
When I'm not talking, you see me here taking notes. You know that I ain't good.
Because you don't expect me to be perfect like my mom wanted me to be perfect all my life. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm never going to fit in your mall. I'm not a debutante. I'm not all this. I'm not all that. Yep. You know? I'm not even as pretty as the rest of them, right?
First off, let's get past telling people things and then repeating the word right afterwards. Everyone does it, not just you. I've noticed people, you'll ask your doctor,
yeah,
what's up to my doctor? I'm not going to say his name, but he'll say, so, you know, things like this, right? Like, you know, and I noticed like Mark Cuban uses that word, like right. It's like, you're just wanting me to agree with you. I have no clue. That's why I came to you to tell
but
me.
That's, I'm trick. Just trying to say this. That's the noise that goes through my head and talks me out.
Oh, Lord. You know. I wonder what that sounds like. Is it oceans crashing? Is it white noise? Or is it like is it like a player piano?
Yeah. So really.
Just playing the Benny Hill theme.
Really, just be the worst that you could ever be in the beginning of our relationship. And I might just like you because I can weed through all that and go, so really, you are a nice person down deep. Surprise me a little bit.
There is a game. You have to play it if you're a dude and you want to get anywhere with anybody. Like, you have to, at least for a little bit, you have to do the mental gymnastics. It's all part of it.
I don't want to chase you. I'm not going to go, why don't you love me? Because I'll be like, next.
Plus, you know, Paige likes the type of guy that's like, I'll talk to you when I talk to you.
Yeah.
You might hear from me in a few days. You might not.
Yeah.
But see, you, like, you are a magnet for that.
I am.
I mean, you kind of are.
It was because I've dated people like that have, you know, either they're touring or they've.
But you know where this gets messed up? Like, women are fixers.
She was dating someone from Antifa. They were on tour.
Uh-huh. Women are fixers. You'll have guys that
are. No, I am not a fixer. And that's
women are.
It's the maternal instinct, which is not a put down. It's y'all have more sensitive, good intuition and feelings about stuff.
Ooh. This is where guys mess it up. They think they're fixers too. So if a guy figures out what you are, Paige, he's going to be like, you know what? I'll change her. I'll be nice to her. I'll tell her how good she looks all the time. And you ain't going to want that because he's going to look like a simp. You ain't going to respect him when he comes off as a puss.
Because I don't think it's sincere. Because I think you're
that
just...
too.
I don't think it's sincere.
And then the guy gets mad like, whoa, I don't know what women want, you know? Well, I did everything. I was nice.
I just want you to treat me like you treat your friends.
Don't ask for that. Whatever, return your calls.
I really think that you treat your friends better than your women. I mean,
not dudes. They thump each other in the nuts and fart on each other.
After you get laid, you get the, you know,
I'm empty on both levels.
Then
I'm just kidding. I have friends.
What is left in the relationship that I'm going to have in common with a guy?
I like how she approaches this as a dude, too, though.
I want to know if you want to go do the things that I like to do.
Which is, or which
and
are.
And he won't always. But
no.
Is he acting like an a-hole and when he goes and does it? Or does he stay at home
but,
and doesn't go with you?
Why Chris Oskoski, my husband, was so fun to be with, God love you, is because when we spent time together, we did nothing and had fun. It's the nothing times that I like, where you don't have plans and you just Let's go.
That's my chair.
Meet me at Corona's. I'm here with a margarita.
You know where the normal dissension lies? Not in that case, but you'll have a guy that don't want to do any of this stuff, but he'll do it. He'll acquiesce. He'll be miserable the whole time.
But he won't be
honest about it. And then that's where he's like, oh, I don't want to do this. You got to tell her, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, but you... there's that natural reaction.
That's why you have girlfriends.
To know.
Exactly.
See, now that right there, I was going to say, that could also be the problem. If you can be closer with your friends than you are like your husband or boyfriend, that can be very problematic, especially when your friends are single.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I've been on both ends of that, where they want their boy back. They want their girl back going out on the weekends. They're going to almost like politicize how bad of a person that is that you're dating or married to, because they want you back.
Yeah.
Maybe they're single forever, miserable. Well, I mean, like, I've seen it several times. And those people end up being alone and alcoholics. Yeah.
Well, the reason why I brought it up, Demi Moore found out that Ashton Kutcher was cheating on her from a Google alert.
Big Demi.
Elizabeth Hurley discovered that Hugh Grant's infidelity when he was caught with the prostitute was probably, you know, through the press as well. And Laura
Divine Durham Brown
discovered she was no longer with Billy Bob Thornton when he eloped with Angelina Jolie.
That's crazy. Well, her brother was pissed.
Yeah, really.
Remember that? Let's check in with Jolie's brother. What's that guy been up to now?
Is he living with
Perez Hilton now?
I think he split with her, Billy Bob and Angelina, when she's like, I want to adopt like a kid from every country. And he's like, hang on now.
Yeah, like she
ain't doing that.
Started her own like Disney attraction.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Paige's giving me that eye, but I know I'm on Team Brad, because I've heard too many people say she basically groomed those kids to hate him.
He's probably a laid-back, cool dude. I mean, he's essentially a Midwestern redneck.
I mean, I've heard what their kids say about him, so I'm kind of like, I wasn't in that thing. I don't have any comments, because I know it takes two to really ruin a relationship.
And the kid dropped his name.
It also takes two to make a thing go right.
Takes two to make it out of sight.
It takes
three to make it out of sight, right?
Is that what it was?
It was Rob Bass, Easy, DJ Easy Rock, and then probably like JJ Fad.
God dang it. I can't remember.
Will you please rejoin Supersonic at some point today?
Yeah, I think we got it in here.
God, I love this.
I got two opportunities.
That's a perfect Friday song. Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up in freaking sports?
An Eagles fan got a tattoo.
My God, yeah. What,
did you see this?
Yes.
We'll show you the tattoo. We'll tell you who it is he got a tattoo of. Not even an eagle anymore. At least get a current player.
I mean, if that eagle has that big of a head, it ain't going to be able to fly.
It ain't going to.
It is not going to be able to fly.
That's the other piece of the tattoo. Who he got the tattoo of is completely naked in the tattoo.
A man.
I'm talking about butt ass.
Butt ass naked. And also who's known for saying gay slurs.
I forgot about that.
And it's Pride Month. So what's going on? Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Morning show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. My damn mouse. This day in sports history, talking about way back in 1994, Ryan Sandberg retired, but he had to give up $15 million of his $25 million deal, which is, it's kind of odd.
So he retired early?
Yeah. But I don't know what the trigger is in those contracts, because Andrew Luck, when he retired, he got to keep his, I think he just signed a new deal or was close to one. He had a portion that Ursay let him keep. He's like, keep the money. Because, you know, he was a stand-up guy for the organization.
Yeah, I was going to say he was like their...
Plus, he saved them a lot of money. Because he was the first one that they had to figure out, how are we going to pay this guy? How can we adequately?
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's like distribution. Distribution? I distributed that.
Now that's not even an issue in the NFL. The way they get this money, move it around, salary caps and bonuses and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Jason Kelce was the eagle in question. The fan got a tattoo of Jason Kelce. I mean, you could tell who it is. I don't know.
I don't know. Now, if you saw that out of context, you really would recognize that's who that was supposed to be?
I would say, do you know who that looks like? But I don't particularly like this style of tattoo.
Yeah, Sailor Jack style, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It's kind of that, yeah.
It's almost like a prison tattoo.
I mean, it's non-stenciled, free-handed, you know.
It's cartoony.
You tattoo artists out there will know the correct term for it. But, yeah, it's like that sailor. I associate it with Sailor Jack, kind of pin-up girl, kind of like cool-looking.
Sailor Jack or Sailor Moon?
I just said Sailor Moon. Jack 14 times.
I'm trying to see the difference.
Sailor Moon. Well, I mean...
Sailor Moon, that's the anime with the girl with the big boobies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So picture, remember the old Burt Reynolds picture where he's laying on his side?
Yeah.
Magnum
TA rookie card.
His head in his hand, he's covering up his Johnson.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the pose that Jason's in for the tattoo. And right where his C is, his DM.
His crotch.
His BFC. It's the head of an eagle, like the mascot.
To me, though, it looks like Bluto from Popeye riding an eagle. But also, it kind of favors Braun Strowman a little bit more than Kelce. Travis.
Yeah, I guess these lines are supposed to indicate hair on the body.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Jason Kelce said that...
By the way, did you say that Jason Kelce did not get that tattoo himself?
No, it's him. A fan got a tattoo of Jason Kelce.
Right.
And he approved it. He said, you know what? I'm flattered. He said, first, I don't know if I should be offended or flattered, but I think it's more flattering.
Yeah, I was going to say you should be offended. Now, I mean, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't work for many other teams, you know.
He said the Bird's got a good side head.
Like, I don't even know what a commander is now. Like, what is the commander? I don't know what a commander means, but what is their...
Go back to the Redskins.
I don't know. There's no good rally cry around there. It's like a commander. Oh, that's a commander. What?
People were saying they should have stuck with the Washington Football Club. They like that one. Are they talking about presidential, like, commanders? That's what I thought.
That's what I always assumed. I mean, what did they mean when you had the baseball team Washington Senators? Was that a play on government, perhaps, maybe? I don't know. We're going to go see the Crystal Lake Congress play this evening for Friday the 13th night.
I got to tell you is to follow up, because that's what we do in Rise Guy Sports Department. We follow up the stories.
We go live to Keely Shea with an update.
Freaking out, DeMarcus Cousins apologized for wiping his nuts on a fan's face.
Oh.
At a Puerto Rican
Is it not 2025, folks? You watch the news and you listen to sports. You wouldn't have heard about DiMaggio or Griffey Jr. doing things like this, would you?
Never. Except for Boogie walks up to the guy, takes a big swipe on his slinger, you could say.
Had a handful.
Handful.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah.
Rubs it right on the guy's face. Melee ensues. Everybody's fighting. He's still suspended. But he apologized.
And I don't know if it was that the home team. I don't know how that works over there.
I don't
know. But, incredible. Like, if I'm at a ball game and I am a fan of, let's say we're at a Hornets game and the Hornets are playing. Who would be a good matchup you'd like to see? You'd like to see the Celtics.
I've seen them twice, but let's go with that.
Okay.
Because every Hornets game has more fans for the other team.
If Jason – and I'm a so-called Hornet fan because, you know, home team, whatever. And I'm sitting there. Let's say I'm even in a Alonzo Mourning jersey. And then this fan over here wearing a Robert Parrish jersey starts talking crap to Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum comes into the crowd and they start fighting. I ain't taking up for the Charlotte Hornets fan.
Uh-oh.
Or yeah, I'm not saying either fan. I'm reaching for my phone.
Or what if he has a Tatum jersey, but it says Taintum on the back, and he goes, look at this.
Dude.
And then Tatum gets pissed, and they start fighting because of that.
That's what I was reading. It's not a ha-ha, but they call it a brouhaha about what people are wanting to do to Flag Day tomorrow. And I'm like,
don't do it.
Boy, don't you dare.
So what happens when you get cute, right? When Anthony Black and Grady Dick tried to jersey swap?
Ah, man. I tell you what. I have heard so many people, not only at the card shop, but also... It's just this funny little thing where they'll open a pack of NBA cards page and they're like, no dicks in this one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No Grady's.
It's Grady Dick. Like, it's just weird. A young white kid's first name's Grady. Like, the only Grady I ever knew was Fred Sanford's best friend.
Right.
Like, Sizemore. Okay, there's another one. But
the outdoor guy.
Other than that, like, Grady. Yeah, Grady's outdoors.
Oh, yeah, out of here, man.
You know, hunting. That guy was a guy that just loved nature. You never heard of Grady indoor. You just never did. No. He was always outdoors. All right. I don't know if he's a real person or not. I'm going to look that up and give you an update when we come back.
Maybe a mascot. Also, shout out to the fishing hole in West Pelzer. We're just nailing them all.
It's called Grady's?
No. It's a separate place. It's called the fishing hole.
Okay, but why'd you give them a shout-out when we were doing the Grady bit?
Because we already did it, and I feel like, you know, if we're being linear here, we're shouting out, you know, local bait shops, there's one. Also, the vending machine full of night crawlers and worms and Greer.
You know, whoever came up with that concept, probably someone from Asia, because they, like, figured out, like, we can sell everything through vending machines. That was something nice, because there was a place, I won't say the name, because I think there's still a lot of operations, but when me and my daddy would go fishing, we would stop at this particular gas station, and the woman that ran it, she's the kind of woman that would not only be smoking right there in your face, the ash would be like so long that you're like, how is it still intact?
Not a big
cherry. Has not flipped off yet, and it's like the longest, and it would stink in there so bad, and they finally got a freaking Nightcrawler's vending machine, and I was like, yes, you got to go in there and smell like that old hag no more.
Stony Brook's got one too, shout out.
Vending machines, they're great. All right. They're great. I love we have one that doesn't take debit cards. Like
I used to.
Who's the person with change in their pocket anymore?
What if I want an expired pack of crackers?
Right.
Yeah, you might need a snack.
Jug bucks don't work. I tried it.
Well, they moved it.
That's where it doesn't work anymore.
In the whole new initiative or whatever, they took the vending machine out of the break room and put it back toward the warehouse here, toward the corner door. So what if our... The vending machine guy...
They can't find it.
...doesn't know where it's at, and it's been the same stuff in there since COVID.
He's keeping.
I know the water filter's that way.
He's keeping all the snacks. Yeah, change the filter.
I look at it, dude. It's still got... Yeah.
Please don't make me sick.
Well, five-year anniversary coming up on that filter.
Oh, God.
All right, we're going to get at your Almighty. Phone calls next. One of the notes that I did take there is that, you know... Paige was talking about how she doesn't have fond relationships, maybe. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Other things, but not worse. That you felt as though your father didn't treat you so great when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And I think and you said you like the bad boy now. Mm-hmm. And what that does to the, like, I think with women, maybe more than men, although the whole mama's boy thing, like, I was called a mama's boy just because I was very close to my mom. But also, like, my dad was the hardworking guy, but my mom was, like, the creative type. Right. So I think that's where we were kind of, as Fat Boy said, linear in that way.
You're a lot like your mom, too, in some way.
How? Yeah, I was going to, like, maybe as far as, like, well, I don't want to say that. Just based off stories. Maybe, like, indecisive as far as, like, you know, what to eat and... Now, you do have the little thing in you if, you know, you get pissed when, like, I'm going to sit on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has that.
No, I do. Dude, let me tell you something the other day.
The potato salad.
I had to, like, bite my lip at the hospital the other day so hard. Like, because it's a very, like, I don't want to get the little violin out, but, like, it's been a wild couple months for me. A major loss and now a major gain. And it was... And I was just very emotional and sentimental or whatever. And, you know, one of the nurses kind of said something that kind of I didn't really like. And I was kind of like, all right, I was like, don't have a conniption right now.
Yeah, count to 10.
Chill out. Can you say
what she said?
Off there, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Because I've said where they were at.
Well, I don't think I heard.
Oh. Well, you don't listen.
I don't know if you said where they were.
Oh, I did. But okay. Nevertheless, it was one of those things where you're only feeling that way because you're emotional right now. Any other time, it wouldn't bother you. You know, and it's kind of like you have that side kind of narration going on in your head.
Oh, okay.
It's like you sometimes hope that it's the good side, the angelic on your shoulder saying, you know, yeah, that's the right thing to do.
So it was something trivial. It wasn't like a move, D-lips. Get out of the way. Not one of those type things. Like, what are you doing?
I'll tell you off there, and you can tell me if you think that it would have bothered you. And I'm only saying that because I respect people's privacy.
Thank you.
I do. Yeah. But not your privates. I disrespect your privates. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Morning, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.